Kevin, can you take us through your career path? How did you get involved in science?
Well, I wouldn't say that I was necessarily a weather nerd when I was a kid, but for some reason I always knew that I wanted to get involved with something to do with weather. So it was an easy choice for me. I can remember when I was growing up in the Northeast that time after time there would be forecasts made. I love snowstorms. That's always been my thing. And I would be so frustrated because I lived on the East Coast, and the forecasts would build up day after day, and they would say, oh, it looks like there's a storm coming. It's going to be bigger and bigger, and there's going to be, 2 to 4 inches, and then it would be, 4 to 8 inches, and then over a foot, and all of this would happen, and we'd go to bed one night and wake up the next morning, and guess what? There'd be a dusting or an inch or something like that, and I would be so upset. Sometimes I would even not do my homework because I'd be just sitting in the radio listening to all the great weather forecasts, and I'm just so excited about this because I just was enamored by snow. So that was a very frustrating experience, and I said, well, how in the world can you not know 12 hours from now that you're either going to have a foot of snow or you're not going to have any? And so that problem was a challenge, and I thought that surely I can figure this out. And then I got into the field and realized, well, it's a little bit tougher than they thought. And that's how I got involved. And I started my schooling, college schooling in upstate New York where the snowstorms were. And then when I was applying to graduate school, someone said, hey, there's this activity out in Oklahoma where you can do some research, because the traditional schools that I had applied to were offering teaching assistantships, but I really wanted to do research. So on a whim, I came out to the University of Oklahoma and working at the Severe Storms Lab and a research assistantship, and that's basically how I got into tornadoes.
Let's stick with you, Kevin. If you could tell me a little bit about what you say to a person who's interested in a career in science.
Well, young people who are interested in science, there's so many opportunities. Generally, those students that I run into, they're usually interested in weather at some level. And so I ask them if they have an understanding of the different kinds of meteorology positions that there are, whether it's a broadcast meteorologist, someone who wants to work on TV, let's say, someone who likes to do forecasting, maybe with the National Weather Service or at a private company. But the fundamental question eventually I have to get around to, and I almost cringe when I ask them because I'm not sure what they're going to say, is how good is your math? How are you doing in math? Usually they're high school students, and I'll say, well, are you taking any advanced math? Many times you'll find that their perception of what a meteorologist does or is, or what the career path is, they're surprised to find out that math is that big a component, and that's something they're going to have to decide, whether they're going to put the investment in to learn the math, because it's meteorology is taking equations of the atmosphere. Equations of the atmosphere is a fluid. We know how fluids work, and we have equations to model that. You take those equations, and then you put them into computers, and then you run models that predict the future. That's how it works. If you don't have an understanding of math, you've got a long road to go. But if you find a student that has an interest in meteorology and a background in math, then that's the foundation for becoming a meteorologist. Then it's just a matter of what kind of meteorologist. Small-scale meteorologists interested in what we do here at the lab in terms of thunderstorms and tornadoes, or large-scale meteorologists who want to see those big highs and lows move across the country that you see on your TV nightly broadcast. So there's so many opportunities. Air pollution meteorology, if you have an interest in chemistry, you can become involved in meteorology on the chemistry side in terms of ozone and pollutants and greenhouse gases. So the field is really expanding. And now there's so many opportunities in climate and climate change. Global warming, climate change has really brought a lot of interest and a lot of funding and a lot of opportunities. So the field is growing. I'd never thought it would get as big as it is. And here in Oklahoma, we're very fortunate to have really the nexus of all things mesoscale, small-scale meteorology that have come together both in the government, the university, and the private sector.